Sacramento's Encina Preparatory High School in the Arden Arcade community has one of the region's highest dropout rates. Barely one in two students graduate on time. But the school's teachers, staff, and a group of people known as Angels are working to change that and finding success. 18-year-old Maya Werko is Encina's senior class president. On this day, Maya's unfurling a long yellow banner and painting Toy Story 3 characters for a rally to boost student confidence.
We have Mr. Potato Head and the Huggy Bear. I forgot his name. And his toys got moved to a daycare center, and they just faces so many challenges.
Maya knows a lot about challenges. She lives with a single mom and two younger sisters, and Maya has learning disabilities.
Because I was born early, born a preemie, I had developed problems with my speech. It's just been hard not having father, my mom going through what she went through to make sure that we had a roof. And I really appreciate my mom. And we just went through so much.
Maya's story is not unusual at Encina, a 6th through 12th grade school with about 1,000 students in the San Juan Unified School District. Vice Principal Heidi Garner says Encina has a larger than average number of special ed students, about 20% when it should be around 8%, and 92% are socioeconomically disadvantaged.
That means they get free and reduced lunch, they live in poverty. As time has gone by and suburbia has moved to the east, this area has really been struck with poverty. The school really went from an affluent, high-performing school, which was mostly white, to now a school of poverty, a school of color, a community that's in trauma daily.
In trauma, Garner explains, because of hunger, homelessness, drugs, and gangs. Another challenge is the number of languages spoken at the school, 21. About 13.5% of Encina students are refugees from places like Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan, and they're English language learners. That affects the school's test scores.
We're in the lowest 5% in the state. If you don't speak any English, there's no way for you to take the test in your native language. So you are basically assessed in English and you don't speak a word of it.
Despite the challenges, staff and students like Maya say Encina's cultural diversity is a plus.
I adore the school because it has opened my eyes of different cultures, different people backgrounds.
Maya is also learning more about her world beyond Encina. She's among 15 senior students taking part in a mentor program called the Believes Family. It's made up of people in the community, the school calls them angels, who help guide students to college. Cherie Chenoweth created the Believes Family program. She says mentors do things like help students fill out college applications and take them clothes shopping.
We've had students that have never even been in a shopping mall before, but yet there's a mall right down the street. We take them to college fairs. We get two blocks away from their school, and they say, "Where are we at? Look at these homes. They're really pretty." They have no idea.
Chenoweth says the goal is to get kids out of this neighborhood once they get their high school diploma and move them into a four-year college out of town. For Maya, that path will take longer than hoped. She's a little behind on her English classes and doesn't qualify to enter a four-year school, so she's applied to local community colleges. Maya wants to major in the arts.
And my minor is a school counselor. I really want to reach out to those kids and really tell them, like, I know it's rough being born and raised in a home that's broken up, mom that way, dad that way. But if you could get through those challenges, it will be all worth it at the end.
That's something Maya knows firsthand. This story is part of Capital Public Radio's multimedia project, A Year at Encina Preparatory High School. You'll find pictures, videos, and statistics at capradio.org. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.